Are you, I'm not pushing you, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Frank?
Yeah.
You about ready? Might as well, huh?
Oh, yep, it's going. Yep.
All right. Let's bring to order today's meeting of the Salt Lake Valley Law Enforcement Service Area. It is Thursday, April 18th. First item on the agenda is, anyone have a conflict of interest with any items on the agenda? So say so now. Item number three, public comment. Is there any member of the public who wishes to address this board? I see none, so we'll move to item number four. The presentation of the quarterly report and other financial information. And Richard, you're prepared to do that, is that correct?
Yes, I am. Just over into it really quick, because I know time. So the revenue so far in this quarter, we've received almost 147 in property tax, 114.5 in fee in lieu of, 67 in prior year tax collections, 18,000 for the Magna rent of the Magna building, 17 in interest, bank interest, and 66 in property tax interest. We've paid so far to the UPD just under $4 million. We've paid $600 to our auditors, $6,000 for administration services, $1,500 for consulting services, $88 for insurance, $3,000 for legal fees. Our trans interest so far this year is $10,000, which right now we're taking from our fund balance $3.5 million, but which has dropped our fund balance to 2.5%, but I mean, with our taxes coming at the end of the year, this is what it looks like. So.
All right. Do you see any concerns or anything you want to bring to our attention beyond what you said?
Nope.
All right. Very good. Now, this was kind of...
I got to go
ahead.
Check register really quick on the back. We paid Amtec $1,500. Amtec's the one that did our arbitrage. We paid $7,080 to Frank, which is his last. Now he's being paid through UPD. We paid $10,000 to the United States Treasury. That is our arbitrage payment. $600 to HBME, the auditors. $361 to Utah Media Group. The $180,000 void, that was from last month that I mentioned that the void was in this month. And then $1,318,000 to UPD for our law enforcement services.
Okay, very good, thank you. Item number five, Frank, you're going to talk about...
Yes, so under Utah law, we're required annually to do Open and Public Meetings Act training. I don't know whether your respective council will do that separately. You may. I'm just wanting to know how you want me to proceed. I can certainly provide training for the board, but I think that would...
Let me ask this. I know many of us serve on multiple boards. Have you had this training from in regard to some other board?
Yeah.
I know
okay,
I have.
So no need.
Yes.
So I think everyone is, and it's the same training. It's the same
it
information.
It is. And then there's the district training that you have to do at the beginning of your term. So if you were reappointed, you have to have it's every 4 years. Now I went and online the training on auditors at Utah.gov, and it's about a 2-hour training, but you have to do that to get certified by the state auditors. So
what certification will apply to any board we're on or any?
This is district training. So
oh, yeah.
It's,
okay.
It's separate than the Open Public Meetings Act. And I could certainly, I would recommend, I think, Councilman Giselle, you've gone through that. Did you go online and do the training?
I did.
Yeah. So it's about a 2-hour. I did it. And you don't have to do it all in one setting. You can do it, you know, half hour, and then they will measure. And you get both your public and open meeting act certification along with your district certification. And the other alternative, I'm just letting you know, the Utah Special Districts Association has a conference every year in November, and if you want to sign up for that, you can certainly get your training there. And I'll bring that up closer to the conference and see if any of you want to go for that as well.
So we're fully informed?
Well, I just, yeah, but we do need to get those certifications, if you would.
Okay.
Okay.
And so just find a copy.
Yes, they.
Can you send us a, that's something we can do online?
You can do it online, yes.
If you just send us that.
I will send you the.
All right. Are you finished?
Yes.
All right. Item number seven, yeah, since the sheriff isn't here, we'll pass that.
Councilman Cutler. Yes, sorry.
Does the UASD cover everything you need?
Yes, they'll do that at their conference.
Okay.
I think in November.
Yeah.
6th, 7th, and 8th. My understanding is that they'll do it on the afternoon of the 6th, November 6th.
Yeah.
You can pick up your certification there as well.
Okay.
All right. The next two items require a vote. A vote. Number 8.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I think we skipped the report by the sheriff, by yeah. the chief mass.
I skipped what?
You skipped the report.
Report by Chief Sheriff Rivera.
Yeah, well, she's not here, so I did it on purpose.
Well,
I already told you good job.
Yeah.
So we're good.
She couldn't possibly have anything more to say.
Unless Frank wants to quickly discuss the.
Well, I just so you know, I've talked to Chief Mandarin and the sheriff, and we were looking at seeing if we could get some outside help on some projections on tax revenues. There is a Salt Lake County contract that we can look at to do that with. You know, it is kind of difficult to project out new growth. And so we will, as I discuss this with the independent contractor, we'll come back. Just wanted to know we are having those discussions. That's a number I really want to pin down. In fact, I think I heard in the last meeting that there are some questions about, hey, what is the net growth going to be? Well, that's a good question. I'd like to know that myself and how we project it out. So I just wanted to know that we've been having those discussions, and I hope to bring something back to you. That's a very important one.
Yeah, and you know, one resource I think would be the county.
Well, the county has a contract, so
we're charged so, for that.
Well, the contract with the mayor, and we can't fall under that contract under our procurement policies.
Okay. Anything?
That's it. No.
That's it. Okay. Item number 8 regarding change in the job title and your. Prior performance today, Richard, will have great bearing on whether we approve this or not.
This is for Lisa, though.
Yeah. So as we were going through legal documents, and I had an opportunity to review the statute, and I know that this may be in name only, but it is important to have the statutory job titles. And they do not reference a deputy treasurer. They represent reference in the statute to a financial officer separate apart from the treasurer in terms of internal controls and other requirements. I particularly noticed this as we began to execute these farm documents. And they also reference a clerk. Marcy has actually been working on the minutes. There were times where I thought, as far as the testing signatures, finding the seals, again, this is where we determined as we were going through the signing of the trans document. So one of them may be in name only, but I'm just trying to track the statute, and then the clerk does not have really formal authority. This way we give her formal authority to attest signatures, stamp documents, prepare minutes, and I'll review the minutes. So that this is the purpose of the resolution we're asking.
Frank, will you remind me? I know you're an employee of the district. Who else is just an employee of the district?
I am not an employee of the district.
Oh, you're not.
Presently, maybe something we'll discuss in the future, there are no employees in the district. The staff is provided via contract with the Unified Police Department presently. Again, I think that...
You are an employee of the district. UPD's handling the payroll and all that,
yes.
Benefits, right?
Yeah, they handle the payroll.
I'm the district administrator for the district.
Service.
And we'll sort that out.
So I make a motion to inform titles the statute for the chief financial officer.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Item number 9, approval of the minutes for March 21st.
Make a motion to approve the minutes for March 21st, 2019.
Second.
All right, thank you. Seconded by Mr. Brems. All in favor say aye.
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 I see no other items on the agenda, so pardon?
Yeah.
So we stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You're sticking around.
Holy crap, that happened so fast.
Frank, I was getting compensation for leases. We're adding quite more hired to her. Is she compensated separately, or is it all considered part of her?